I'm your host, Sully, and here with me is the one, the only, DJ Hawk herself, Melissa Montano, various indie rock and metal groups here to just weigh in on the process. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you. And I don't like the weigh-in thing. Did you call me fat?
No.
I'm joking with you. Just kidding.
Wow. I could not live with myself if I went there. Damn.
You know what? Absolutely you could. I have to live with it all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have time for hate, man.
That's so funny. So I'm going to warn you, I love to joke around a lot. So
awesome. You're in the great company. I just couldn't follow you. It's just like, because you do it so deadpan, where it's like, okay.
What? Yeah, I kind of make you get into your like, oh my God, did I really say that? And then you're going to go back and go like, oh my God, I didn't say that. But she's, yeah.
She's good.
So I'm excited to do this. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate
it. Anytime. We need more awesome music artists and just other people just weighing in on it. So you're a 70s gal. When did you begin the journey? When did you just realize, hey, I am a rock star?
Oh, wow. I'm a rock star. You just told me. I didn't even know.
I'm a vocalist.
It all began when my mom and dad decided to create me.
Good answer.
My dad was a musician, and so was a lot of my mom's. My mom sang, you know, everybody. It was always like a musical thing around me when I was a kid. You know, and it kind of set the path. I always knew that music was part of my person, you know. So my brother, you know, my sister, they were into the heavy metal. You know, my brother was more into the death metal, satanic Voivod, you know, the Slayer, you know, while my sister was more into like the glam and the TNT and stuff like that, you know? And I myself, I was in between all of it, suicidal tendencies and everything that came with it.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's been a long time. Been a long time. Can you tell by these what the fuck lines? You're just like, what? I'm kidding.
Where would you say, you know, it's not always straightforward. Some people take a while to just kind of get their mojo, get their modus operandi, and figure out their persona. What was it like for you? Were you pretty set for life, or did you take a while to find yourself?
I knew. So what's crazy is, like, you know, even in elementary, I was walking around with circus magazines, a Walkman, listening and reading vocals, you know, singing it to myself on the big tires that they had out there, you know, while other girls picked on me. Screw you girls, by the way. Actually, no, you guys are cool now. I kind of put the fear in them as I got older, because I started dressing in my heavy metal, you know, gear. And I was even in seventh grade. I used to write for the newsletter, and sweet. I would make heavy metal word searches, you know, because I was a big Headbangers Ball chick. I mean, every night it was either WWF and Headbangers Ball, all my videotapes, all. I didn't care about my aunts. She'd record a movie, I'd record right over it because it was Headbangers Ball. So, you know, it's just become a way of life. You know,
sounds like this is life or death. Sure.
You know what? Let's not go into the death part, because I have a bad reputation. So, yeah, it's always been a part of who I am. You know, in high school, ninth grade, din, 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 probably the last grade I ever went to, because I found out what pot was.
Fair enough.
I became an herbalist at a young age. But in ninth grade, I actually was in speech and drama, and I had a teacher who I used to hang out with the bands coming, you know, the garage bands and all the, you know, the heavy metal crew. You know, we'd have Tar Wars on the you know, what do you call that
time?
It was cool. I mean, you know, where we were just these young kids that just loved music so much. But I remember Mr. Phelan, I had told him, because I met a band called, what the hell were they called?
Those guys.
Those guys. Okay, it was Marty Rublin, Victor Rublin, Larry Roval. Well, anyways, he actually took time out of his day because I told him I wanted to interview him. And this is in ninth grade. So he grabs his camera. We went over to their practice spot and I did my first interview.
Sweet.
With them in ninth grade. So it was like, wow, this
was he easygoing or was he like, hey, tough love kid?
He was into it. He supported it completely. It was neat. It was neat to have that kind of support, you know? And my parents connection. Always, yeah, it was awesome. The hell was the name of the band?
I wish I was there. I'm sorry.
You should have been that poor lizard. Yeah.
Yeah, there's the band Ezra. Name. Lizard.
The band name was Ezra.
Ezra. Is that Ezra. How you say it?
It was Ezra. You know, and it was cool because they had that big old hair, you know, that whole English thing going on. It was neat. But that was my first interview I ever did with the band.
I'll take your word for it. Yeah, sure.
I have the VHS somewhere.
And so that would have been during mid-80s?
No. How old do you think I am? Look, okay, I may have Life Alert on my nipples, but I'm okay. I'm not Yzma yet, okay? I love Disney. Oh, I'm kidding with you. I always use that joke.
Okay? I can tell.
Oh, you got like God. A nice shade of red there. Are you okay? So, I mean, you know,
I've honestly, just been broken by my interviewee. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Cool. There's a really cool band called Unbroken too. They're Pantera. Okay. Anyway, so.
Now they're making news with the awesome movie.
Seriously, right? So it was probably about 1990, 1991. So pretty close.
1991. Okay, cool. So I would have been 1 year old.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. You're about to get broken in by a cougar. I'm scared. Oh my God. It's probably not your first rodeo, but we're good. So, yeah.
So awesome. So that VHS changed your life for life. And you were just like, hey, these guys, they not only rock, but they get me. I get them. I want to just follow them around.
Well, no, you know what? I was never the follower.
Huh?
I was never the follower. You know, if I was there, I enjoyed it. If I wasn't, it didn't matter. You know, but I because I hung out with so many musicians, right? And yeah. Here comes the doom and gloom. Okay. I've had some really close people that were great musicians take their own lives. And I always thought to myself, man, if they would have just taken a breath instead, they would probably be on the stage rocking it, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, I've had a lot of end of life experiences. And so when those things come in, it inspired me to make sure that every person I meet has a memory. I'm not a selfie girl. And a lot of people are like, oh, all she does is take selfies. No, bro, I don't even put on makeup half the time. So it's more for the memory. You know, people that are connecting right. with music. Does that make sense?
Oh, I get it. You're all about the experience and just kind of letting others know, hey, I embraced your material. It's beloved by us. And it just seems like it's hard to communicate that nowadays because, you know, half the time the famous people are trying to avoid all the fans, you know, and get some privacy. And at the same time, we're trying to let them know as fans, hey, you're doing a lot of good in this world. Really special.
You know, when I first got into radio, you know, I was already in the punk scene. I was already in the metal scene. I was already, you know, doing all these things. And when I got into radio, they'd be like, oh, my fans. And there was times that I would correct them and I'd say, no, they're your supporters.
Right.
Because if they don't buy your merch, you're struggling. If they don't go to your show, you're struggling. So they support your cause. So treat them good. Treat them good. No matter how big your ego is, remember, ego and arrogance just don't go together.
Right. There is no do-over.
No. And the sad part is I remember meeting a couple of my ones that I was like all into, you know, and I was fangirling. You know, I was like, oh my God, yeah. I can't believe I'm meeting you. Like, oh my God, it's Glenn Danzig. Oh my God, it's Glenn. That's all I could say. I wanted somebody to slap me behind the head and be like, Melissa, you know, it is Glenn Danzig. Tell him what you need to tell him. And, you know, it's just, I'm still a big supporter of, like, you know, I still fangirl, you know. No matter how long I've been doing it.
It's part of your blood.
It is. And I'm just like, oh my God. But I've never had a suck cock to get backstage. Let's get that clear.
Well, I would never accuse anyone of anything like that, but okay.
No. And well, the thing is a lot of people are like, oh, she's a groupie. No, man. I'm not a groupie.
You made a disclaimer then. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway.
Yeah, this is my disclaimer. DJ Hawk's not a groupie. Just because she says rock out with your hawk out doesn't mean show her.
Oh, God. I'm not going to ask about that. I'm sorry. I had to deal with that.
I've got some bad pictures.
Oh, God. It's been a while since I've interviewed people on internet radio. So you were on Hard Rock Radio. I had interviewed Raquel Rackstar of Reckless Rock Radio. How long has Hard Rock Radio Live been around?
So Hard Rock Radio Live was the number one internet station for such a long time. Mm. And I was there for 8 years. And they got shut down because of royalties and stuff. No, I'm not. And I'll tell you why I'm not, okay? Bands struggle to get their music recorded. Some bands don't have money. Some people do, okay? And that's just the hard knocks of life. Some have money, some don't. And money talks, okay? But when you have a passion, you're going to make stuff happen. And right. So a lot of bands, when I would go out and I'd be like on the radio station and I'd have bands hit me up, hey, can you play my song? And my answer was always abso-fucking-lutely.
You're like, yeah. Ain't happening today.
So, you know what? I would play their songs and I didn't care how the recording sounded. I mean, if it was extremely bad, yes.
But right. If it makes your ears pop, then this is bad.
Yeah, but... then yes. But I mean, because there's a little bit of a discretion that you have to use there. But these people would have great music and the owner would be like, you can't play that. It's not mastered correctly.
Ah, jeez.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So then they got closed down. So they got closed down on Valentine's Day. 3 days later.
There's the love. There is none. Ba-dum-dum.
Yeah. So then 3 days later, I opened Metal World Radio.
Sweet.
Yeah. And it was kind of cool. Because now everybody that is part of Metal World Radio has the freedom to do what they want, to express themselves, to play what they want, you know, within the genre, you know. And even before, like, because the slogan for Metal World Radio is you're tuned into Metal World Radio, where music is the universal language. And I did that because it opens up to more genres,
right?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, you got hard rock and metal. And what else rock, am I missing?
Punk. Alternative.
Mm,
there you emo. Go. Everything. There's cool. Sometimes that, you know, when I'd get on air, I'd be like, fuck it, let's play some oldies. It's still rock. I want Elvis.
It matters, man. It matters.
It really does. It really does. Because to me, music is this. Music is the one connection that every single person no matter what race, no matter what religion, no matter what belief system, will all come in and gather and be just on that one place. They're not going to care about who's there and who's not there. They're just looking at the band that's on stage. And that alone is soul filling. You know, a lot of people are like, oh, I'll just watch it on YouTube. Nah, man, you could watch it wherever you want.
That ain't it.
You know, you could watch it wherever you want, but being in that crowd is a whole nother level.
Yes.
You absolutely. Know?
And altogether, who were the connections you had before you got into internet radio?
Who were the connections I had before I got into internet radio?
Yes.
So I was already in the local music scene. So I was going to see Prowler at the age of 12, man. And that was a band from Santa Fe. As a matter of fact, I heard they were doing a comeback. I can't wait to see it. You know, so I was like, logical nonsense. You know, all these Victimas, all these other bands, all these kids from high school getting on stage, and we'd play at the Rail Yard or, you know, different places in Santa Fe. So I was always in it, always in it. And I got into radio like the pick of destiny.
You know. Tenacious D, man.
I love Tenacious D.
Everybody does. Even people right? who hate Tenacious D love Tenacious D. That's so awesome. Yeah.
How bad is that, right? It's like, whoa.
You can say you hate us all you want.
A long ass fucking time ago in a town called Kickapoo. I just love it. So, well,
so Metal World Radio still seems to be up, but
it's up. The only thing is for me, and so it kind of like being in involved. Okay, so slow down, Melissa. So what ended up happening was, like, you know, being involved with Hard Rock Radio Live, I was going to a lot of local shows, and I was already dealing with a lot of bands that were overseas, all over the US, Canada, wherever, all over the world. And all of a sudden, you know, bands were like, hey, can you get me a show in your town? And I'm like, maybe. So I had my friends like Agustin Ortiz and Jose Hernandez, Roman. And I'd be like, hey, can we get a show, you know? And Joe Hernandez is the one that actually booked my first band ever. And it started a whole other level of what I was doing.
Nice.
So now I do booking, promoting.
The worst.
And sometimes it just took a lot more time out of to do those things than to focus on my radio show. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I do have DJs from all over the world on Metal World Radio.
Even so better. They're
keeping it alive. I love you guys.
Stellar. So you have no shortage of tattoos?
No stories of tattoos?
No, yeah. Shortage of tattoos. But
oh, yeah. Sorry.
What's the story? But what is the story behind?
So I decided, because I was running a mortgage company. Okay. I was working three jobs. I was raising my children, right? I have three sex trophies, and I was doing the best that I could with all their friends. So there was like 17 kids all around. And I have to find a way, because I was working so much, but I had a shelf fall on top of me before that. So that ended that stuff. But I went into a tattoo parlor, and I was like, yeah, I want to get, you know, a wolf and a bear, right? And they're like, okay, let me get the tattoo artist. Lo and behold, this guy, John, comes out. And I'm like, John, how have you been? I used to pick on him at the bus stop to the point he'd be crying every morning because I was mean.
Aww.
I was a mean girl. I understand all that now. I'm healing inside, you know. But I told him, I said, John, he's like, I'll do your tattoos. And I was like, oh, shit, this is going to hurt. And the first thing I told him before he put the needle in, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for everything I've ever done. Can you forgive me? And he laughed and he's all, just watch me dig the needle in. I was like, you know, scared as shit. So yeah, that's how I ended up getting these. So it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. Oh man. So, and how does one go about just finding just a very reliable tattoo shop? Because it seems like some of them can vary.
You know what's really cool is that when you're in the music scene, especially when you're like hanging, well, any music scene really, you end up meeting different people. Totally. And those people, some of them are like, you know, hey, check it out. You know, I do tattoos. Next thing you're like, he's the best one ever. You know, so there's like, you know, Kenny, he's with the Dungeon Tattoos in Santa Fe. We grew up together. And what brought us together? Hanging out at the mall and heavy metal.
There you go, you know, man.
It's Chris Lopez, what brought us together? Lamaze class. So there's just so many, you know.
Love it.
Are you nervous?
No, I'm just distracted by the weather outside.
What's up with the weather?
Oh, we got thunder and lightning, and it's
another thing that's so striking. You gotta knock. Oh,
lightning strikes.
Lightning strikes. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so basically, it's plain as day out here, and I'm just like, what the fuck's going on here? Anyway.
But I love the weather. I love the rain. It's okay. Be distracted. Be you. Good.
And then good if the internet goes out and kills our interview. Anyway, I know what you mean.
That's okay. That's called destiny.
Destiny.
Pick a destiny. Like, oh yeah. Well, God stopped that one. Boo. So yeah. You know, there's a lot that goes on in the music industry. You know, a lot of people are like, I really want to be signed. I really want to play with the label. I really want to be on the label. And after interviewing major musicians that are already at the top, what ends up happening is, do you see that? Do you hear that? The train.
I barely hear anything. I'm sorry.
That's
how
okay.
Good Zoom is at canceling the sound. In our mind, there's a train.
No, there was a train. I could swear my whole house was shaking. It was cool as hell.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah, there was no real runner there.
I've been using that years before Letterkenny.
Good. So, you know, when you talk to like really established musicians that are actually with labels and stuff, the more that I started learning through their interviews is that most of it was alone. You know, and the record labels would sit there and they'd milk them for whatever they have. And for all the glam and the photos and things that they had, they weren't making it.
No.
And of course, you know, now it's even crazier. I tell everybody, copyright your music.
You got to, man. Got to.
You play it on YouTube, copyright that shit. How do you copyright it? You don't want to spend all kinds of money? Email yourself.
Right.
Right. Make after you finish it, just email, stamped and dated. It's yours.
Why do you think so many will just... they just won't do the homework? Why do you think that is? Because it's not just laziness. It's just they think, hey, I'm not as big as everyone makes me out to be. I haven't made it yet. And it's like, well, you will eventually, so you got to.
You know, that's exactly how I think of myself. Like, I'm just a person doing what I love, right? I'm not financially rich by no means, but I still do what I love.
You're totally working.
And so it's kind of like, you know, what happens. And now this is the cool thing. I started with the radio platform, hanging out with all the other musicians, but I tapped into my own musical thing, right? So now I'm in three bands. And I can see why it becomes a clusterfuck of what do we do next?
Exactly.
Because trying to, even in a cover band or a tribute band, because I'm in a cover band, which is Rock Out.
We'll return after these messages.
Hello and welcome to Culture Shocked, the pop culture podcast brought to you by four aging millennials and our outdated opinions. Join us every Tuesday as we discuss movies, TV, games, and even music, new and old.
Dude, what do you think you're doing?
Are you seriously trying to record a promo without us right now?
Well, yeah.
Dude, you can't just do the promo by yourself. Who's gonna listen to that?
Yeah, and you probably haven't even told them that we're a pop culture podcast where we always agree on everything. For instance, the Sam Raimi trilogy easily being the best of the Spider-Man movies.
No. But I think we can all agree that Jaws is a classical masterpiece.
Nope, don't like that. But we do all agree that the sequel trilogy of Star Wars is the best in the Skywalker saga, right, guys?
That comment is so ridiculous. I don't even know where to
Anyways, that'll do it from all of us here at Culture Shock. Thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast wrecks and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's breakfast time. Listen at breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.
Do you ever find yourself thinking about who would win in a fight between Goku and Superman? Hi, I'm James Gavsey, and on the Who Would Win show, me and my co-host Ray ignore anything important happening in the outside world and debate fictional battles between characters from comics, movies, and video games.
We got a new show every week, and almost always am I the winner.
Yeah, not true, Ray.
In the past, we've discussed such matches as Captain America versus Darth Vader, Solid Snake versus the Iron Giant, classic matchups like RoboCop versus Terminator, and even the Muppets versus Sesame Street.
That one was crazy. So if you're a fan of geek culture and love a spirited debate, check out the Who Would Win show wherever you get your podcasts, or check us out at whowouldwinshow.com.
We let things pile up in the DVR, we add them to our queues, we wait for the DVDs and Blu-rays. We time shift. The Time Shifters Podcast. Sci-fi, horror, fantasy, superheroes, comedy, action, film, television, maybe some not-so-current events. Find us on iTunes or at timeshifterspodcast.com.
Cool thing about Blind Knowledge is we are in multiple countries. We are worldwide, all across the globe. We are in the U.S. We are in the U.K. We are in Canada, Germany, India, Japan. We're in Australia, y'all. BlindKnowledge.com. Now back to the feature presentation.
DJ Hawk, rock
yeah,
out with your
heart
out.
Yeah, but you're the ultimate band. You're not just a cover band.
You know, and that one's everything that Metal World Radio that I've ever played on my shows. These are the songs that we're covering with rock out.
There you go.
But then I have an Anthrax tribute, which is Medusa's Madhouse. So I'm Medusa. You know, I'm really not Medusa. I could be, though. I was going to say
what
a really bad perverted joke. Like, you know, kind of stare at people, they get hard. I'm just kidding. Or I make their life hard. There's always something hard around me. Excuse me, I got all choked up.
That was so what she said. Oh, God. That's great.
That's so bad.
I am bad.
You know,
thank you.
As far as that goes, watching people create their music, the time that it goes into it, the price for gear, you know, having to work the 8 to 5, having to have families, which you guys could have swallowed, but you know what I mean? There's a lot of things that goes on there. And sometimes when it comes down to promoting, managing, or using all the social media properly, they have no clue.
No, not even close.
You know, so I always try to offer them, hey, do this, this, and this, and let me know how it goes. You know, you got your music recorded, send it my way. Let me give you some radio airplay.
Something. It's kind of a game of hit me, you know? Just like, let me know what you're doing and when you're done, all that. And some people just aren't good at, they can do the work, but they're not good at the promotion. And it's like, you got to do both.
They're not good at the follow through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be honest with you. This conversation came up recently, and it's with a dear friend that I've known for a very long time. Actually, one of the first bands I ever managed. And he comes at me and he's like, you know, people think you're a liar. And I was like, really? I was like, cool, tell me why. And he's all, because you make everything bigger than what it is. You exaggerate what you do. And you never, you know, do this, that, the other, right? So then I explained to him. I said, I can only do so much. It is up to the people that want my help to follow through. I'm not going to kiss ass. I'm not going to chase. You guys want to try it? Let's go. Otherwise, I'm on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think I'm a liar, ask the people that I helped.
Right?
Because they follow through. So, you know, you have a lot of that too. You know, Albuquerque isn't a huge place. Santa Fe is not a huge place. New Mexico in a whole, it's really hard. You know, I'm trying my hardest to keep the music scene alive. I mean, down to where I got together with Aaron's daughter, Santana. I partnered up with her.
That is.
And we got Ren's Den now. And it's a DIY venue. Mm-hmm. Like a DIY. It's all ages. There's no alcohol. Unless it's in my car, maybe that's why it's DUI. I'm kidding. But, you know, so we're trying to keep places for people to play. So we created this for people to play. Because it's really hard, because all the venues that are established right now, it's hard to get up-and-coming bands in there, or touring bands that don't have a following into these venues.
Would you say they're doing a bit of gatekeeping, or are they just...
Oh, what's that, a click? Just kidding. Yeah, it's clicky.
I can't keep up. I'm sorry.
It's clicky. But it's okay. It's okay to whom, you know, whatever they're going to do, they're going to do. But I've made it my mission, because I'm not in competition. This is my little thing. It's a mission, not a competition. You know what I mean?
I do.
I'm not here to compete with anybody, because I could give a fuck what everybody else is doing. I care about what I have to do. And what I have to do is, I want this band to come in from Colorado, the UK, from wherever, and have a place to play and be treated good and to have a good time, you know, and to meet the other musicians. And so the other way that I work with this, especially down to the promotions, if I bring a band in, I ask them to take one of my bands out.
Nice.
It's a gig exchange. You know, so that's how I work. It's a gig exchange. So
there you go. I love it.
You're like, this bitch can talk. I can.
I don't know what you want from me. Just doing voices. My job, acknowledging you.
Thank you for acknowledging me. I appreciate that.
Oh man. So you've been in just so many great collaborations, but what fuels you mainly when you say it?
What fuels me?
What keeps you going? What gets you up in the morning?
Definitely not dick. Life is pretty lonely. I'm kidding. You like that.
You can answer it amusingly or randomly. It's up to you.
So what keeps me going is the people that reach out and say, hey, I need a show, or the fact that I just love it. I just love it. There is no other way I would want to live except for what I'm doing. And all the people that I've met, all of them are absolutely amazing people. Of course, granted, you have some that are not so amazing. But in the end, because of what they're creating musically, it's still amazing. So it's kind of, that's what keeps me going. Because it's definitely not the money. I'm like, one day.
Not yet. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? You never know, right? Right? You never know. Whatever the universe wants to bring, let's go. I'm open to that.
Bring it, guys. Bring it.
Bring it! You know?
I do.
I want to go to California. I'm like, dang it. No. Go eventually. But yeah. So.
How's the... where are you based now in terms of music concerts, or are you currently traveling?
So right now what's happening is we do have Medusa's Madhouse does have a show on the 24th of June, and we're playing at the El Rey Mezzanine. So we're going to do our Anthrax tribute. We're playing with Sons of Icarus, which is Iron Maiden tribute. And then we're playing with, I think it's Rapid Fire, which is a Judas Priest tribute.
Nice.
So it's just a tribute. You've got to believe me. But yeah, so we're doing a tribute show there. As far as travel, we haven't been able to go out. I mean, we get a lot of opportunity, but when you're with a band, this is the other thing too, that when you're dealing with 4 or 5 people scheduling and, you know, their other obligations kind of take precedence over what I want to do. I myself, mm-hmm. I want to travel. I want to go play. I want to be in the crowd. I want to, you know, I just want to get out there. Totally. And you just got to find the right people that are willing to do so.
Loving it. And out of all the various groups you've been with, who do you just place at the top of the pair? Not to discount any of them, but who do you just go, they were me at my peak. They were me at my best.
I'm just starting. I haven't even hit my peak. This is the first time I've ever been in a band. This is the first time ever. Out of all these years on earth, this is the first time I've actually said, let's fucking go, and I'm not scared. And so I think right now, Medusa's Madhouse is getting a lot more recognition than Rock Out. And the reason why is because Rock Out has had a lot of musician changes. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of hoping the musicians that I have now are in it to win it, you know? Yep. But Medusa's Madhouse is definitely something that has been enjoyed by a lot of people. I mean, you know, there is nothing more amazing than being on stage, singing the Joey Belladonna, you know, and all of a sudden seeing a pit go right in front of you. And you're just like,
there you go.
You know, like one of our first shows, off the hook, because we did, we close our set with Be All End All. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with Anthrax?
I am familiar with Anthrax. Yes.
Okay. So you heard Be All End All?
Yes.
All right. Okay. So anyway, you know, at the end, you know, it goes, oh, right?
Yes.
All of the crowd was singing it even before I started singing it.
You're like, hold on a minute here.
And I was like, that's fucking awesome.
It's awesome, but what the hell?
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful because everyone in the crowd was vibing, man. They were in it. And that's what matters, is seeing people happy. I love to see that person that just got out of work all, fuck, I just got out of work. And you're just like, really? Check this band out. And they're like, ah, you know?
You don't say.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's about the release and the energy exchange. So let's see where the peak is going to be.
Right?
Let's see.
What's happening next?
What's going to happen next? Pull out my I Ching coins. Let's go. I'm just kidding. Actually, no, I think I will.
Give me more shimmy for my chunga. Ba-dum-ba-dum.
Right, right. You know.
So what other celebs you following? Whose Instagram is just exploding you and making you go, man, they're fucking awesome.
Oh my God, Dino. His name is Dino. I can't pronounce his last name. But he does a collaboration with, oh, for fuck's sake. What's his
name? Oh, yeah, that guy. All right. The one who wasn't Courtney? Important, remember.
I'm Courtney, right? But this guy, Dino, his voice, oh my God. And just, he's a handsome guy, you know? But I'd probably go to jail because I'm too old for him. But
oh my God.
Phenomenal. So they do a collaboration of Jane by Jefferson Starship.
Oh,
and listening. Once I heard his voice, and once I saw the way all it's a super group came together and collabed super during the COVID. Like it was through the COVID, you know how everybody goes to the Zoom and they do their part and then they send it
as
in.
As they stuff. Do, yep.
And hook, line, and sinker, he has me. He has.
Okay.
He does. His vocal range and just his attitude about it, and it's amazing. But you know, I'm also a big Queensryche fan. I love Jeff Tate. You know, I'm a prog girl, man. It's kind of crazy. I love ballads.
Love it. So, all together with progressive rock, do you think so many people are just de-educating themselves on the different music genres and subgenres, or is it just depend on the person?
Did you just see my soul just kind of go straight to my feet? I was like, oh, fuck this question. No, I'm just kidding. So, what's crazy is this. Like, when you're in radio, especially independent radio, you know, people hit you with like, oh yeah, well I'm, you know, emo deathcore. Now I'm just, you know, I'm glam alternative, and you're just like, dude, you're just a fucking musician, and your music's great.
No,
where
I'm
are you
not.
Putting yourself? I'm new metal.
Yeah.
I'm new metal. I'm death metal. I'm satanic metal. I'm like, okay. And I just give up on all the subgenres and genres of crap, of bullshit, of people's opinions on what it should be. I'm so done with that. I'm like, does the music resonate with you or not?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Maybe.
You know?
I'm just kidding. I'm just making sure. Yeah.
No, seriously, you got it. See, I like it. Witty. Good.
All right. Yeah. Well, all together, what's just so hysterical, though, too, is just how this goes in waves. Like, people are more predictable nowadays than the typical, like, clickbait site now, where, like, people are now talking about different things, and it's like, where were you? That's old news, dude.
You know, I'm gonna be honest with you. Are you ready for honesty?
We love honesty.
Okay, well, check it. I've been honest this whole time. So, I try not to follow trends. I don't get myself caught up.
Matter.
Yeah, like I don't get caught up in other people's interviews. Sometimes I'll listen. But what I noticed is like if I fill myself with so much crap, okay, then I'm not able to comfortably do what I do. And that's just genuinely going in it head first, feet first. And I'm like, show me what you got, you know? After that, we talk about it. I talk to the crowd. Hey, what did you guys think of this one? Or, you know, what do you want to do with this one? You know, or dude, those guys are bad. Stop, you know, but I try not to get into that whole. I don't even listen to regular radio unless I have
no
to.
No one does. We listen to college radio because that's the only radio that matters.
Right. And I also do the charts for the NACC. So the top 10 Billboard charts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I get a lot of the new releases, and I get to listen
to
them.
You preview it, and you're like, yeah, we're screwed for the next three decades. No one's playing anything.
I've decided to do, and this goes out to anybody that's interested, and you're in the Albuquerque, Santa Fe, New Mexico area, or even if you want to drive down. I'm planning on doing a date, like a weekly.
You see that, guys? She wants to go out on a date.
I do. I'm a single woman. But I'm tired of paying. No, I'm just kidding. So I got batteries. We're okay. I got stock in those fuckers. When gas prices went off, I was like, no more generator.
And we just got an X rating. Oh my God.
Okay. I know that was a shocking experience. We put a little buzz in that one.
I love it.
But see, now you got me all confused. What was his name? Oh, so what I'm going to do is I want to do a listening party at Ren's Den. And
what?
I want every... I said I want to do... looking around with you. So I'm not making fun of anybody. It's just, I always do that.
Except for me, because I asked for it. Except for
you. Yeah, I'm not making fun of you either. What do you mean?
Please. I could. Please do it.
You want me to?
Go for it.
Oh, it sounds like a spanking.
Like you haven't been doing this the entire interview.
Sounds like a spanking good time. Let's go. So what I want to do is I want to do a listening party to where I can have a select people that want to actually be involved on what we're going to be listening to on the radio, especially the FCC radio. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I want them to be able to choose what they like and not just be based on my own personal opinion.
There we go.
So I want to have a listening party and let everybody kind of say yes, no, yes, no. And then I'll submit it to the charts.
So how many fuck yes versus fuck no's have you gotten?
Everybody's into it.
Okay, perfect. No rejection.
Well, I just haven't done it yet.
Allegedly have not done it yet.
I have to follow through. So this is just kind of something I want to do because Ren's Den just opened up in April. So yeah. we're still trying to, you know, get internet connections. We're still trying to get plumbings fixed. We're trying to do a lot of things. We're trying to get the sound correct. So it's a lot of money that goes out and there's not very much money that comes in. So, you know, limited. I have a pretty mouth, but I'm not putting it to use to get stuff that I need. You know what I'm saying? I'm kidding.
I was just waiting for it. So as anyone who's been listening to this knows, we're not, it takes a lot of questions just to get a straight answer.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying the interview.
Of course. Why would I? Oh my God.
It's not about me, darling. It's about you. Anyway, so.
It's never. It should be about you because you're actually going out there and you're seeing people and you're interviewing them. So, how long have you been into this? How long have you been doing podcasts?
This is going to happen. The millionth time it turns around. Yes. So, I've been doing this about 5.5 years. I decided to stop being a stuck-up asshole and get it done myself. But interviews exactly. To process. Stop getting annoyed at, hey, I don't have time to create what I want. Why don't I talk to all these other creators?
You know what? You're doing a good job.
Thank you.
And I'm completely honored that you're doing my first interview ever.
Not a problem.
You know? But I did see like all your credentials on Facebook and I was like,
you hear this, guys? I got credentials, whatever the
fuck. I was like, oh, check it out. He has credentials. It's a big word. I don't even know why I used it, but it's okay.
It's up to you, my dude. Dudette.
You called me a dude.
I mean,
fuck yeah, that's cool. I'm good with that. I got socks, hover tend.
So now I gotta ask, and this is no sarcasm, when was your first stand-up show? Because you would kill, I'm telling you, darling.
So I did my first stand-up comedy act in October. No, February. In February.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was a total, it was fun, but it was a flop.
It was a waste of time. No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, no, it wasn't a waste of time. It was really cool. I did lose a friendship over it.
Worth it.
It was worth it. Yeah. Oh my God.
Fuck you if you can't take a joke. Yeah.
Right. You know, but I think I'm going to start doing that again. I mean, this is what I do when I'm on stage too, is when I'm on stage, like, you know, I fuck around too much. I'm always like this. I can't even go into Denny's. So where?
I can't tell you how, if I was not a discreet guy, how many just inappropriate questions I would just flat out ask.
Let's go.
When you guys quit.
I can tentatively advise this. So
we are all awful people, but that's okay. There's a place for us too.
Yes.
Oh man. So I'm I'm not gonna fucking lie. I'm out of questions, so I'm freestyling. But no.
No, you know what? I do this too. Like when I'm interviewing, sometimes it's kind of like you have this person in front of you and you're just like, everything else is hitting you at once. Like you get messages here, messages there. Yes. You're trying to answer everybody. You see something, you're like squirrel, and you just don't know what else what else to ask, right? And I finally gave up on asking questions.
There you go.
And I just started thinking of it as conversations.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Approach us as we are.
Yeah. I mean, if there's something that you really want to know, just fucking ask it. Otherwise, it's just like someone's story and you're just like, your book kind of sucks. Hey, but your book is cool. Next chapter, what do we got? You know, it's not easy.
Not for me, man. No,
it's not easy. It's not an easy thing. And it's funny because people are like, oh, you look nervous. I'm like, dude, my fucking brain hamster has just died. I don't know what to say now. You know,
so right?
I get it.
Just get some CBD and Delta 8 and just say I'm in it for the long haul.
Oh, no, man. You get the real stuff. Oh,
okay, well, that works too.
Yeah. You need some?
Okay, I'm taking Delta 8. It's all good.
Oh, you know what? I did what was it? Not Delta 8. They were the Delta 8 edibles.
Mm-hmm.
Never again.
Never again? Never again. Not good?
I was licking windows. I love you guys. It was horrible. It was worse than getting drunk and smoking right after. Oh, no, I was floored. And then I read the package. Do not exceed one. Like, oh. Why did you think it was going to hit me? Shit, nah. So now I can't eat them. I'm done.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I said, now I can't eat them?
No, I'm sorry that you can't.
Oh, you're sorry that I can't eat them. You know what? It's really starting to sound like a really bad sex life right now. It's okay. I'll be all right. I'm looking around. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
It's all cool.
I joke around too much. I offend people. It's good stuff, though. Tell you. Wouldn't have it any other way. You know?
When you want it to be.
When I want it to be. True. There's some truth to this. So tell me more. Tell me about you.
I'm a pretty chill guy who does mobile security when I'm not interviewing people around the world or discussing a cult music band or TV show.
That is neat.
I try to be.
And do you believe in the paranormal stuff?
Say again.
Are you into paranormal stuff?
Eh.
The spookies, the ghosts, the ghost adventures.
I don't believe in it. I'm the worst. Not the answer anyone wants, sorry. But do you believe in ghosts?
Fucking A.
Right?
So here's something else. I do paranormal investigation. I have been doing this type of stuff since I was introduced to the Ouija board. I'll check it out. So,
creepy stuff.
Oh yeah, I love paranormal because there's nobody has the answers. Nobody knows if there's a heaven, hell, in between, purgatory. Nobody really knows that shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But doing the investigations, I have EVP to back it up.
Hmm.
I have video to back it up. So if you ever want to take a ride on the paranormal train, and I would love for you to do it because you don't believe. He's like, fuck, she had to go into the paranormal stuff.
And I'm right.
What?
And I'm right. It don't exist.
That's okay. That's okay. I used to think that good penis didn't exist, but there was at one time. I'm serious, but no, seriously. So like, I love doing that stuff. I swear. And if one day you have that little curiosity going, I will definitely have you come with me.
Trust me, I go into haunted houses all the time for work.
Do you really?
Yes.
But I thought you didn't believe in it.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. It's part of the houses that are on the market that have a loud
AC.
That
is the coolest shit ever. That is the coolest shit ever.
It's well, just it's boring like, to me.
Right. You're like, hello, family. I've got a brand new house for you. It's a beautiful structure. Forget about the mass murder that happened here in 1916. And don't wake you up when you're being an asshole. You're good.
Why do you think it just varies in terms of beliefs? Why is it even more divisive in sometimes than, say, religion and politics?
So I'll tell you this. Recently, I had recently purchased this house, right? We're in the mortgage of it. But there's a lot of blood that was shed in New Mexico, you know, when the conquistadors came in and, allegedly, you know, all the, you know, it was just crazy. But on one of the EVPs, and I promise you this, I could even send it to you so you could hear it yourself. You hear a Spanish man say, repent. And then you hear a native man say, I don't want to. So it's kind of like, when you think about religions or you think about all these belief systems, religion was created to cause fear.
Correct.
And to have power and control. Do you know what I mean? That was power and control. Same as politics. It's all the same fucking thing.
Exactly.
So the one thing that we do have, you know, the one thing that we do have is just treat people good, man.
If only, man.
You know, just treat people good. And if they're an asshole, it's not your place to humble them.
Yep.
They'll figure that out on their own. You know what I'm saying?
Plenty of times of rejection and everything to realize, hey, you've gone too far.
Well, something's wrong. What am I doing wrong?
You're it's not like, doing
no, ask yourself
wrong.
What you're doing you're right, because too many people are focused on what they're doing wrong.
There you go.
You know?
I dig it.
You're just like, this chick's a trip. Yes. Yes,
you're
I
too
am.
Cool. Just what I need on my birthday day.
Wait, what?
Just what I need on my birthday day.
Today's your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yes. Tomorrow's my daughter's birthday.
There you go. It's an important
Isn't
week,
that
man.
Cool?
All the important stuff's in the summer.
Dude, I'll tell you. So it's also my rebirth day is what I call it.
Because
when I gave birth to her, I crossed over. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I was like, eh! So I tell her all for her birthday. So what'd you get me for the day I was born? Because I came back now. So there happy birthday. What are you going to do for your birthday besides this?
Go bowling.
Oh, I love bowling.
Fuck you, COVID, we're coming.
Oh, I love bowling. I used to be in a league. We were called the Rockers.
Oh. How high was your score?
The highest I think I had was a 386. I was a kid. I can't remember. Almost, but you know, it was one strike. Oh, it was one what do you call it? Not strike, but well, yeah, it was a strike, but it was one pin away from getting almost a perfect score when I was a kid. And nobody takes me bowling now. Nobody ever takes me bowling.
There's plenty of time. Just ask them, hey, I seriously want to go bowling.
You know what? I seriously do want to go bowling. So if you're listening, I want to go bowling. And we'll do it shot for shot. Every pin you take down, we'll take a shot.
Perfect.
Kidding.
Well, for now. Until someone offers you the world.
Exactly. And I'll be like, oh, check it out. My bad. I love to party sometimes. So So what's your highest score?
Oh, man. I think I will admit, in my stupid question, I actually don't remember what's the limit. I think I made a solid 20 one day, but...
Ooh. See?
The problem is I have an ego. So...
You have what?
I have an ego.
You have an ego.
Like everybody, but...
No, I don't have an ego.
Okay.
Ego's a liar.
Oh.
Ego's a liar. Ego will tell you you're not good enough or that you're better than everyone else.
Which is accurate.
And it's just, no, we're not. We're just kidding. Fucking human. Are you saying I have an ego?
I mean, we all kind of do in order to kind of have a capacity.
Nah.
No.
No, this is the way I am all the fucking time. We gotta hang out.
Yes, we do.
And you'll be like, we're gonna put her in the pit and we're gonna throw her the lotion with her little dog. Be like, my God. Okay. I'm down, let's go. No, but seriously, like, that's the problem is a lot of people don't understand that everybody has a battle within themselves.
Yes, we do.
And those battles can come across as whatever it's going to be. and the wins of all of that is being able to get out of bed.
Yep.
That's all it takes. Get out of bed, man.
Just get up.
Just get up. And if you do your dishes, you've accomplished something. Quit beating yourself up thinking that you're not good enough.
Totally, man. Instead of just letting it eat you up inside.
Yeah. You know, I mean, yesterday's gone. There's nothing you can do about the past. Like, there's fucking nothing you can do. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Nothing you can do about that either.
Right.
But you can do with something right now.
Yes, we can.
Like, right now, I can clean my table. It's an accomplishment, you know? But I'm going to still treat people good. In the midst of it. For now. Until all of a sudden they go and put shit back on my table. And I'm be like, he fucked up my table. But yeah, no. I hope I don't come across like I have an ego. That makes me sad.
I mean, what can we do, man? Everyone's gonna talk shit.
That's the given. And for those of you that like to talk shit,
you.
Keep going. Keep going. Talk all you fucking want. Because in the end, that's your own insecurity. That's just your opinion. And I have shit to do. He has shit to do. So, like, it's going to stop us from doing what we do.
There you go.
Oh my God, what if it stops us from doing what we do?
I mean... Whatever you want, man. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
It just is what it is. You know?
It is. Totally what exactly what it reads on paper as. It's alive and well. And a bunch of other bullshit that we'll figure it out.
Right.
Just not today.
You know what? I got to thank you. I want to thank you so much because being the one interviewed, because like I said, the tables have kind of switched. Now I know I'm normal when it comes to interviews. I'm just like, that happens to everybody. Okay.
Good thing, my dude.
Right. Just like, my dog, roommate, little dog. Interrupted. Remember, I was telling you everything's cool, calm. Now I'm gonna flip out, and I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. No, everything's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a good day, and you're gonna celebrate your birthday today. So when you get that strike, and be like, hawk. Be like, yes. And then you're gonna hear the little background noise of the hawk sound. Mm-hmm. You know. But yes. You have a good time for your birthday, and thank you for taking time out on your birthday to bring a gift to me, you know, and that gift was actually talking to me about the things that I have passion about.
I wish I could have talked a little more about the different rock groups, but it seems like you were just beyond content. You have no regrets living on the wild side.
But if you want to talk about groups, we can definitely do that. There's a lot out there. There's a lot.
It's a lot. Let's start with what is your favorite genre of all time besides loving it all? Like, which one can you just not live without? You gotta have.
That's a hard question.
I'm so hard.
That is a hard question. Because it's like it all goes on the mood. Thrash and hair metal. Thrash and hair metal. That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I love My Testament. I love My Queensryche. Death Angel. You know, Fate's Rat, Warning.
Lover Boy.
Do you see what I'm saying? I love my, you know,
Motorhead.
Motorhead. You know, I never really got too into Led Zeppelin or things.
I mean, it is what it is, man.
Yeah. But, you know, so, and then I noticed that I did this too, is that because I work a lot with independent musicians,
mm-hmm.
I strayed away from the signed musicians. And some of the independent artists have become my favorite bands.
Interesting.
It is. It's weird. So I could actually go into the crowd and be singing their songs. Yeah, but
we're all weird.
Yes, absolutely. So one of my favorite local bands that bring on a great show, they just own it every time, and they just came out of a little bit of a hiatus.
Yep.
That's Of One Less. Of One Less. And they're going to be coming, they're going to be playing on Friday. No, the 12th. Monday, the 12th mm-hmm. at Ren's Den.
Wow.
And their stage performance, do you know what else? Music is the enemy. Got me. You know? And all these bands, I'll send you links to so that way you can familiarize with them. And those that don't have like an EPK or anything set, I'll work with them to get it for you. You know?
Nice.
Yeah. There's so many.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. I talk a lot. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Altogether, do you feel like what do you think's changing the most in terms of just music? Coordinating and marketing and
the no's.
Just a lot of people saying no.
No. You know,
no. I say no to no.
Hey, I have this wicked bill. So like sending in the email, hey, I have this wicked bill. I have a touring band coming in. No. But then they'll give it to one of the shittiest local bands that we have, right?
Oh God.
And I'm just like, okay. So that's been the hardest part, is not seeing some of the very talented local musicians getting their chance to play the big stages with the touring bands. That kind of changed a lot for me. Seeing that radio stations would put a lot of the great music that independent artists are creating on their airwaves, that got to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I started everything, and I am doing everything that I've done from the get-go.
Nice.
They will be heard. And that's also why I live stream all the shows I go to.
Oh.
I live stream all the shows that I have. At least I try to, you know.
Yep.
I live stream all of them. I do interviews. Just sporadic freaking interviews. They don't even know what's going to happen. I'm just like, come here. And they're like, what's happening?
Yeah, get over here.
Yeah, I'm like, where the doll did it hurt you? But you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, I try to get them out there. And that's why. But I also do the live streams, not because people are like, oh, she wants just all the, it's not that. I do the live streams because I have a lot of friends that are unable to go to shows because they're disabled, bedridden, but their music is like, you know, they love music. So I do this for a lot of reasons. And it's not for clout.
Gotcha.
It's not for clout by no means. It's to get the musicians out there.
Nice.
Yes. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay, it's all right. But birthday boy, you go and you bowl your happy little ass off and make sure you win.
I promise.
It's important.
Promise. 1,000%.
Yes. And thank you for taking time out and doing this interview.
Talk all day. But eventually it's got to end.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, we will form a bowling league very soon.
We should. We'll call it Metal World Radio.
There you go. Metal Bowl.
Metal Bowl. I like it.
No metal we'll bard. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Team droppers. Some shit. We'll figure it out. But yeah. Again, I appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Did you know that you started your birthday with me in it? You know what that means? The rest of the fucking year, I'm going to drive you crazy. You know? It'll be fun.
It's true.
Because I ain't superstitious.
Superstitious indeed.
Crosses my path.
Yeah. We always used to call any dogs of ours that went blind. These are the Stevie Wonders.
Oh, shit.
Our minds think alike.
I love it. I love it. Oh, my God. I almost went like really, you know, dark side there. I was like, oh,
and the dark side of everything here on this show.
Follow us on the web on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The podcast is available on Podbean, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Apple, and anywhere else podcasts are available. Feel free to review our show and leave comments on any of those sites. Thanks a million for listening. It's a jacked up.